Welcome to episode 1193 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week and next, we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look. However, we will do so with a twist. We examine what we can learn about the character, ministry, and purpose of Jesus through song. Today, we consider the beloved hymn, My Savior's Love. This song, perhaps more widely known by its opening line, I stand amazed in the presence, is a quintessential gospel hymn that powerfully articulates the awe and gratitude of a believer contemplating Christ's atoning sacrifice. Both the words and music were penned by the prolific American gospel songwriter Charles Hutchinson Gabriel. Born in rural Iowa, Gabriel was largely self-taught in music, demonstrating a remarkable natural gift for composition from a young age. By his mid-teens, he was already leading singing schools, and by his early 20s, his musical talents were widely recognized. Throughout his career, he wrote an astonishing estimated 7,000 to 8,000 songs, often using various pseudonyms. Gabriel's prolific output and accessible style made him one of the most popular gospel songwriters of the early 20th century, particularly during the era of large evangelistic crusades led by figures like Billy Sunday. The hymn, My Savior's Love, first made its appearance in 1905, being published in at least three prominent collections of the time. The inspiration for the hymn is somewhat specific. Gabriel himself recounted that Elijah P. Brown, founder of The Ram's Horn, a religious newspaper, sent him two lines. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine, suggesting that this theme might inspire a song. These lines, which vividly recall Jesus' agony in the Garden of Gethsemane as described in Luke 22 verses 41 to 44, became the powerful core of the hymn's second stanza. The song's emotional depth, particularly its focus on Christ's suffering and substitutionary atonement, resonated deeply with the evangelical fervor of the revival meetings, where it gained immense popularity. My Savior's Love swiftly became a staple in hymnals and continues to be cherished today, often used to prepare hearts for communion or as an expression of profound personal gratitude for salvation. The hymn's enduring appeal lies in its straightforward yet deeply personal expression of wonder at Christ's sacrificial love. Its refrain, "How marvelous, how wonderful," and my song shall ever be, "How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me," serves as a timeless exclamation of praise, cementing its place as a classic piece of devotional music that continues to evoke heartfelt worship and amazement at the magnitude of Christ's love.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner.
Let's get deep. The hymn My Savior's Love powerfully deepens our understanding of Jesus by drawing us into a profound contemplation of his atoning sacrifice and immeasurable personal love. It doesn't just state facts about Jesus, it invites an emotional and spiritual response to his ultimate act of redemption. First, the hymn fosters a sense of humility and awe in the believer. The opening lines, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, immediately position the worshiper as an observer overwhelmed by the sheer magnitude of Christ's being and action. This stance of amazement is crucial for deep understanding, as it pushes us beyond casual acknowledgement into a reverent consideration of who Jesus is and what he has done. It compels us to recognize our own unworthiness in contrast to his divine purity and sacrificial greatness, making his subsequent act of love even more astonishing. The song guides us to a deeper comprehension of Jesus' suffering and substitutionary work. It moves beyond a general idea of the cross to specific poignant details like the agony in Gethsemane. He had no tears for his own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for mine. This vivid imagery from Luke's gospel profoundly illustrates his humanity and his willingness to endure immense personal suffering, not for himself, but for us. The lyrics continually emphasize the "for me" aspect, "bore my sin's dreadload, his heart for me was broken," solidifying the understanding that Jesus' love is not just a universal concept, but a deeply personal redemptive act undertaken on our behalf. This personalizes the theological truth of atonement, making his love tangible and overwhelmingly significant to each individual believer. Here is a modern reworking of this hymn.
Come on, y'all. Sometimes you gotta look back at the cross and just say, I still stand amazed of
my Savior's love.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean.
Remember, Jesus' love is not distant or abstract, but deeply personal and transformative. Let his sacrifice fill you with gratitude and move you to stand in awe of who he is and what he has done for you. May your song each day echo, "How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me." Father, thank you for the immeasurable love you have shown us through Jesus' sacrifice. Help us to stand in awe of his love daily and to live with hearts overflowing in gratitude. May we never lose our wonder at the marvel of his love that saved us and made us your own. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.